Thank you, everybody, for coming. I know the main attraction, of course, is Moriv Rabbi Rav Schechter. It's just the Moriv Dasa, Rabbi Bagnow. I don't want to take too much time because the point is to learn Torah, but it's a real privilege to have Rav Schechter come the night of the yard site, the Bobo Yom of the yard site. As I don't know, we don't use the word as luck, but as luck would have it, interesting, at least ironic, Rav Schechter Rebbe also has yard site tonight for his father. So the word should also be Leah Nishwas, his father, who I remember well, Rav Melech Schechter. And I actually had the schuss of driving him once. I remember I took Rebbe, we got lost on the way. I asked Rebbe, did you ever do this before? Yep, he said every Monday night for the last 20 years. But we still didn't know how to get there. But we eventually found Rebbe's father's house, and we took him to YU. And again, I joke around with my father also, like, I'd only chicken on a bone. Some of you know that. I'm just throwing it out there in case anyone invites me ever. But we had a guest over when I was around, I don't know, 30-something. And my father tried to give them chicken, and they said, I don't eat chicken on the bone. And he looked at me and said, slimy. You ever hear such a thing? A guy doesn't eat chicken on the bone? I'm like, I've never eaten in 30-something years. Like, really? So I guess both my father and Rebbe's family, they focus on the more important things, not what I got ate or where someone lived, on the important relationships, on the Torah, again, my father specifically taught me, and I hope I teach my kids, but, Maki Rabbanim. And for me, it was a big, big treat when I found out that Rebbe was going to be here. I reserved him around 4 months ago. Rebbe didn't even know he had yard site. Rebbe didn't know he was going to be here for Shabbos Zachar. Rebbe didn't know a lot of things, but Baruch Hashem, it worked out. And then I think in this year, you'll see Rebbe knows a lot of other things. So with that, as a special zechuso for Eliyahu Nishwas, for both of our fathers, Mr. We have a special treat to have Rebbe, and I don't want to take away any more time. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And also just tomorrow, for those who are interested, Rebbe's going to give another shiur at 9:30 at BMTL, whatever, in Beit Shemesh. There's a breakfast at 9 o'clock before with the Siyum, if anyone interested. It's free. And Mirtz Hashem, you can have more Torah from Rebbe. And without further ado. And happy birthday to my wife, who last year, the funeral was our 40th birthday, so at least on her 41st birthday, she gets the chus of having a shiur.
We have a mitzvah to give a machtesah shekel every year to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of purchasing the karbonos tzibur. The karbonos tzibur are the tamidim u'masafim. Tamidim are brought every day. The masafim on Shabbos and Yontov and Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh and so on. And these karbonos have to be paid for with the machtesah shekel money. If you won't collect machtesah shekel money, let's say you'll collect from all of the people who live in our generation, but it won't be Machzah Shekel, everyone will give whatever they want. So that's called the Korban HaShutvim. That's the Ramban or Latera. That's not called a Korban Tzibur. The Tzibur is not the same thing as Shutvim. Tzibur, Rav Soloveitchik explained, consists of Klal Yisroel from the days of Avram Avinu to the days of Bias HaMashiach. The whole Klal Yisroel. So when we give the Machzah Shekel money, Al Pidin, that's considered as if the Korban is off and I'm here for the whole Tzibur. All the people today donate money, everybody gives whatever they want to, that's going to be a korban hashutfim, and the dinim will not be the same. How much is machzis hashekel? So we know, Pidyin HaBen, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Pidyin HaBen is 3,840 prutas. How much is a pruta? So for a pruta would be a penny, so it would be $38.40. So the Gemara has a Havamina in Kiddushan, Daf Yud Beis, that a pruta is the smallest coin in whatever the monetary system is. And the Gemara said that's not correct. The Gemara proves in my Braisa it's not correct. So what is a pruta? So the Gemara never answers the question. So the Ramban in Hilchas Becheiros tells you what it is, and that's a tradition from the Gaonim, Mishkal Chatzi Seora Kesev Zakuk. If you take a barley grain, average size barley grains are very tiny, if you take a barley grain and you cut it in half, and you weigh it, on one side of the scale you have chatzi sora, and there's the other side of the scale you put pure silver, so how much, what will be the value of that silver, that's the weight of mishkal chatzi sora, kesev zokuk. So very, very tiny, very insignificant. So you have to have 3,840 of those prutas, that's how much a pruta is. So again, if a pruta would be a penny, it would be $38.40. A pruta is sometimes less than a penny, sometimes more than a penny. How much is it? So in Shulchan Aruch, they tell you what the weight is in silver. So they say that Pidyon HaBen is 5 shkolim. So Pidyon HaBen is, Chazanish quotes, Pidyon HaBen is 96 grams of pure silver. Chazanish writes that the minig is that you give 100 grams, just to round it up. But Mi'ikar HaDin, it's enough if you give 96 grams of pure silver. Machzitz HaShekel is a half of a shekel, so that's 1/10 of Pidyon HaBen. So Pidyon HaBen is 96 grams of pure silver. Machzitz HaShekel is 9.6 grams of pure silver. And everybody has to give the same amount. The Rabbin explains in Hilchos Shkolim that before you start collecting the Machzitz HaShekel, you have to calculate what do you think the world Jewish population is? How many people are going to pay on time? It doesn't help. He's going to pay a year late. You have to have the money to purchase the Korbanos Tzibur. How many people do you think are going to bring the Machzitz HaShekel money in on time? How many months are there going to be in the year? Are there going to be 12 months or 13 months? Is it going to be a Shana Meberes or a Shana Pshuta? And what's going to be the price of the behemoth? So it may not be enough if you have a small Jewish population or you can't rely on everybody, people who do fundraising for yeshivas. No, you can't rely on the people. They're going to give the money when you need the money. They pledge to give money. They give it 10 years late. You have to buy the Korbanos Tzibur starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You have to purchase the new Korbanos Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Nissan from the new money. The Gemara says, b'di'evet, if you purchase the new Korbanos Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Nissan with the old Machzitz HaShekel money, b'di'evet, it's good. If you have an individual donating, let's say you're going to get an individual family, a wealthy family is going to donate money and they'll cover all the Korbanos Tzibur this year. So the Gemara says that Bizman Ba'isheni, that was a big debate between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. There were years that the Tzdukim were running the show in the Beis HaMikdash, many Kohanim were Tzdukim, and nobody was Yotze the Korbanos Tzibur because they had a wealthy family donated all the money and they put up a sign in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Korbanos this year were donated by this wealthy family. So the Gemara says nobody was Yotze that year. So the Gemara says, Bizman Ba'isheni, every month in Danishtik was another Yom Tov. They had Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainis. So one of the many Yom Tovim, around 30 Yom Tovim. So one of the Yom Tovim was Itoikim Tamido. The Korban Tamid was established by the Chachamim that we should be Yotze because all the years that the Tzdukim were running the show, they allowed a private person to give, to put up all the money. And that's not acceptable for Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur has to be the Tzibur gives the money, not an individual person gives the money. So the Gemara says, b'di'evet, if you purchase the Korbanos Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Nisanan with the old Machzitz HaShekel money, b'di'evet, it's good. L'chatchila you should buy from the new Machzitz HaShekel money. But if you bought it not from the Machzitz HaShekel money, then you're not Yotze at all. Unlike a Korban Yochid, let's say, I'm mechuyev, I was Mechal Shabbos, b'shogeg, have to bring a Korban Chatas, and I can't afford it. My next neighbor knows that I can't afford it. So, or let's say I'm chayiv to bring another carbon, whatever, I'm chayiv to bring some, I pledge to give a carbon oil, a carbon shlamim, and I can't afford it. So the Gemara says there is an institution, learn that from Sukkim, learn that, the Gemara Nazir learns that from Sukkim, there's an institution, on Magdish, on Menashe Yizkapa B'chaveira. Some person sets aside the behemoth, or he sets aside money, he says this money should go for a carbon for Pliny. So there is such a thing. Magdash al-Menashe is kapa b'chaver. So the Gemara holds that that's only by a Korban Yochid, by the Korban Tzibur. You can't have that. You can't have an individual person who's going to donate all the money for the Beis HaMikdash all on behalf of the whole Tzibur. It doesn't work. You have to have the whole Tzibur has to participate. And it's interesting, the Mishnah has in Shkolim that Bizman Ba'isheni, some of the Kohanim had a shtick. They didn't want to give Machzitz HaShekel money. Why is that? Because there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, "V'chol minchas koyin kol tihiya loy teyochel." If a person brings a korban mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, so the kohanim have to do kmitza with the right hand. They take out a koymitz, the makta, then they put it in the klisharis, and then they makta the koymitz on the mizbeach, and whatever is left, the flour that's left in the korban mincha is called shiori hamincha. The shiori hamincha is nechal to zichri kuhuna yom v'laylo ad chatzos. The mincha is called shikotchim, and the zichri kuhuna eat it in the azor. So the pasuk says the chumash that that's only if it's a mincha that's donated by a Yisrael or by a Levi. If the mincha is a mincha's kayin, then you don't do kmitza, you burn the whole thing. You don't do any kmitza, you burn the whole thing. So the Kohanim Hayadorshim Mikra Zeli Atzman, the Kohanim made their own din, Bizman Bai Sheni. We don't have to give Machzah Shekel, because in the course of the year, what are the Karbanos Tziba that they bring? So you have the Tmidim and Musafim, in conjunction with the Karbanos you bring Minchasim and Iskeyim, and bring Menachas, but those Menachas, that's called Minchas Nesachma, Mincha, that comes in conjunction with the Yai, that comes in conjunction with the Karban, that you never do a Kmitz on that, that you burn the whole thing, even if it's a Yisrael who's donating the korban. But if you have a mincha bob if neyatzma, then you're supposed to do kmitza. So on Pesach, on the first day Chalamot Pesach, they used to bring the mincha sa'omer. So they did kmitza, they would burn the koimetz on the mizbeach, and the shiori ha-mincha of the mincha sa'omer would be nechal, the kohanim, the zichei kunev, would eat it. So the kohanim ha-yidorshim mikos eliyatzma and said, we can't give machzah shekel. If we're going to participate, it'll be a korban ashut from kohanim and non-kohanim. And Minchas Kohen is called Tia, Lo Teyochi, you're not allowed to eat it. So I said, we're not allowed to give Machzah Shekel, because once a year, the Menachas that they brought every year, the Minchas and Iskeyem, that you, even if it's from Israel, you don't do Kmitza. That's Minchas Nesachim, you burn the whole thing. But one day a year, they bring the Minchas Ha'emer, that's a Minchas Tzibur, purchased from the Machzah Shekel money, and you do Kmitza on that. And the Menach and the Shiori HaMinchas Nechal to the Zichr Kunin. So the Kohanim said, we can't participate in Machzah Shekel, it'll be an Iser. And the Psak of the Tanoim was that they're wrong. Kol Kohen She'ena Shekel Choyte. They said, Kol Kohen HaShekel Choyte. If a Kohen donates Machzah Shekel, he's sinning, he's doing wrong, Shalek Adin, because Minchas Kohen may not be Nechal. And the Tanoim said that the Kohanim were wrong. They have to participate in Machzah Shekel. Why is that? The Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, in the name of the Darshanim in Europe, it wasn't his, said the Darshanim in Europe used to explain, the concept of Tzibur is not the same as Shutfim. Tzibur is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not Kohanim, not Levim. Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael consists of all the Jews from the days of Avraham Avinu until Bias HaMashiach. The Gzeres HaKosva says, when you give Machzah Shekel, it's considered a korban of Klal Yisrael. So it's not like Shutfim. If a Kohen and a non-Kohen join the Shutfis together to bring a Karmcha, a korban, so that's called a Minchas Kohen. It's called a tia. But this is not a shut for Skaadim and Ankhan. Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. So that's why there wasn't any issue. So again, so the Ravid writes in his commentary on the Raman, they're trying to figure out why is it in the beginning of the Bai Sheni period, it says in Ezra Nehemiah that they gave Darkona Shel Zov, they gave gigantic coins, they gave a fortune of money. Why do they give so much money? Machzah Shekel is much less. So the Ravid says, the overwhelming majority of the Jews remained behind in Bavel. Just a handful of Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael. And you couldn't rely on all these people who are living in Bavel that they're going to donate, they're going to bring the money. Even if they're going to give money, they're not going to give it in time. It's going to come a year late. So the few handful of Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Bezdin had them tax them to have to give $25 each. They can't give Machzah Shekel. Either Pasuk says, Hoshel Yarbe. So the Ravid explains, it doesn't mean that no one's allowed to give more than Machzah Shekel. No one's allowed to give more than anybody else. Well, Adalayam, no one's allowed to give less than everybody else. Everybody has to give the exact same amount. But every year they had to establish how much money they have to give. So calculating, is the year going to have 12 months or 13 months? What's going to be the price of behemoths? The price may go up. And how many people do you think are going to give on time? How many people are you relying on to give on time? So every year it's going to be a different amount. Top Shin Ein Ches, let's say if there's a mispace, I'm thinking Top Shin Ein Ches, let's say it's $25. Top Shin Ein Ches, it'll be $20. Maybe the more people are going to be observing. Maybe Top Shin Ein Ches, it'll be $18. Every year it's a different amount. And in the Mishnah, it says that there were 13 gigantic pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, Yud Gimel Shofers. The Shofer means a pushka. Two of the pushkas, gigantic pushkas to hold money, one was labeled Taklan Charetin, Shkolim Chadoshim Shoshon Azu, and one was labeled Taklan Atikin, old Machzah Shekel money. So that a person becomes a Baal Tshuva at the age of 80. What's his name? Netanyahu's father-in-law. Wrote a book. He says he's the oldest Baal Tshuva. He became a Baal Tshuva at the age of 80, I think. So at the age of 80, he becomes a Baal Tshuva. He says, hey, I never gave Machzah Shekel. He has to check all the years that he didn't give Machzah Shekel. Every year it's a different amount. So he has to put into the Taklan Atikin, the Shkolim Yishonim, he has to give for Tof Pei, whatever. Tof Reish Ayin Ches, Tof Reish Ayin Tes, Tof Reish Pei. Every year is a different amount. He has to give And Hoshala Yarba Badala Yarba is not allowed to give more. You can't donate Machza Shekel. If you're not Mukhayib, you can't donate. The Mishnah says if a Nochri wants to volunteer, you don't accept. A Nochri wants to donate a Shlomim or an Oila, it's Bob and Edmund Adoma, so you can accept it. But a Nochri, you cannot donate Machza Shekel, so you can't accept it from a Nochri. The Mishnah tells us that women are not obligated to give Machza Shekel, but if a woman donates a Ktanim, not obligated to give Machza Shekel, but if a woman or a Kotan donates the Machza Shekel, you do accept it. Aye, how can you accept it? But you don't accept any donation. The answer is, the women have the same kedusha as the men. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, "V'atem kedu elim, am lechas kohanim, v'goy kadosh," so he spoke, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu should give this message, because some of the Yaakov is sagil l'bnei Yisrael. Beis Yaakov about the women, sagil l'bnei Yisrael are the men. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer, in his tshuvas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the men and the women, everybody's going to have the same level of kedusha. Goy kadosh, but kedusha means kedushana b'mitzvayis v'tzivana. Kedusha is not some abstract concept. Kedusha means yimuchayiv to do mitzvahs. The Mishnah has in the first parak in Kalim, the Mishnah lists off esek kedushas, the 10 levels of kedusha. Eretzol mekudeshes mikol ha'aratzos. Eretzol has kedusha. Ayoros hamakafes chem have a higher level of kedusha. Yerushalayim has a higher level of kedusha. The harabayis, and within the harabayis, you have three different levels. Mid the rabbanon, then you have the azara, as is kohanim. And every step of the way, the Mishnah says eretzol mekudeshes mikol ha'aratzos. There are certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Ayoros hamakafes chem have more kedusha. There are certain mitzvahs that apply every step of the way. When you talk about kedusha, the Mishnah tells you what are the mitzvahs that apply. We say kohanim have more kedusha. They have certain mitzvahs that they have to do that others don't have to do. So when we say the men and the women attempt to really goy kadosh, men and the women have the same level of kedusha, means kiddushana b'mitzvah yisav itzivana. The women have the same level of kedusha. There are certain mitzvahs that the women don't want to do it. They don't have to do it, but not that they're lacking kedusha. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, when he learned Yeridei, when he learned these gemaras, he said, the gemara has a gzeirah shavah, lo lo me'isha. Now just like women are only mechuyev in the mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama, mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are potas, every knaini is the same. So he said, it's not the same, not exactly the same. According to the Rambam, every knaini only has a partial kedusha sisro. With respect to tzitzis and tefillin, the sheif and lulav, he's dinik and nochri. And if an every knaini will want to volunteer to do the mitzvahs, he can't say a bracha kedushana b'mitzvah. Well, it's not true. If a woman wants to volunteer to do the mitzvah seses shazman grama, she has the kedusha sisra. Lo la meisha means that they're both chayiv, the mitzvah seses shazman grama, they're both part of zman grama. But it's not the same type of a tour. The women are pata, if they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they volunteer the mitzvah, it's because they have the kedusha. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, Ashkenazim, follow the Rabbeinu Tam, the woman can recite the bracha, she kedushana b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivanu, Al Natila Salulav. Every word is true. They didn't say the whole truth. They should have said Kiddushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu uftaranu. If you don't want to, we don't have to. But they have Kiddushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. Because Kiddusha Yisrael means it's not a Kiddusha arti lois. It's not an abstract concept of Kiddusha. It's Kiddusha b'negiyat achi of mitzvahs. So it's the same over here. If a Nochri wants to volunteer to give Machza Shekel, the Mishnah says you don't accept it. You can't take donations. Ha'oshalay arba. Let's say a wealthy man gives his machzah shekel, then he wants to throw in another $25,000. You're not allowed to. It's not bob and edim and adovim. But if the women want to volunteer to give machzah shekel, it's not that they're volunteering out of the goodness of their heart. They're fulfilling the mitzvah that their kedusha yisrael should have been mechayiv then. They have the same kedusha yisrael as the men. They should have been mechayiv, but they have a ptur. If they don't want to, they don't have to. So that's how the Raibit explains this phenomenon. Why was it that in the beginning of the Baisheni period, that we're giving darkona shalzo, that we're giving so much money each, that's way more than machza shekel. He says it was always more than machza shekel. The Bezdin had to ascertain every year, how many people do they think are going to give? How many karbonis will they need? How many months are they going to be? What's going to be the price of the behemoth? And they always established how much it's going to be. In the beginning of the Baisheni period, there was hardly anybody in Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't rely on the people in the Chutz Lords to give the money. So they had to give. Everybody had to give darkona shalzo. The Mishnah tells us in Shkolim that a month before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the beginning of the fiscal year in the Beis Hamikdash. The new Karbanos Sibur on Rosh Chodesh have to come for the new Machzah Shekel money. So a month before, Be'echad Be'odar, Mashmim alash golem. That's what they would start to announce, that everybody should start preparing and put the money in the pushkas for next year's machzah shekel money. So the Gemara says in Megillah, what is that based on? Why a month in advance of Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Sholem Bedoshim Hilchas Achag. Machlokes Hatanaim, whether Shloshim Yom or Shnei Shavuos. So we pass on Shloshim Yom a month before. So the Mefarshim ask Akasha, the Beis Yosef has a suffering in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, when he quotes the din Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Does this only apply to Pesach? Because Hilchasem Rubin, there's so much in Hilchas Pesach. There used to be Rabbanim in Europe that had to make a siyum for Tainas B'chayris. So some of them used to make a siyum on the Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Pesach. There's so much. Or HaShulchan Hilchas Pesach. There's so much there. So they felt that that's a legitimate siyum. They didn't learn a Masechta. Maybe it's more than if they could have learned Makkos is shorter than that. They learned all Hilchas Pesach. They felt that was a legitimate siyum. So the Gemara says, Shloshim Yom before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start announcing about Machzah Shekel, because Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. So the Mefarshim ask Akasha, how can the Beis Yosef have a suffix where the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag is restricted only to Pesach, or it applies to other Yom Tovim? Here the Gemara says it applies to Machzah Shekel, it's not a Yom Tov at all. And then they ask the Maharshoy, there's a Mishnah in the first Perek in Sukkah, there's a Machlokes B'Sham and Misil, but you have to put the Schach on Lishma. Does the Sukkah have to be constructed Lishma? So we pass on like Beis Hillel, that the Sukkah does not have to be constructed Lishma. And even if a Nachri puts up the Sukkah, it's also good. That's called Sukkah's Gambach Rakvash. Goyim put up the Sukkah is also good. But according to Beis Shammai, that the Sukkah has to be put up Lishma. So if a Goy puts up the Sukkah, it's no good. It's not Lishma. So the Gemara says, what if a Balabas put up the Sukkah within 30 days before Sukkah? He wasn't thinking one way or the other. So the Marshal comments on the Mishnah, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, 30 days before Sukkah, Shalom Adarshim, in Yoni Sukkah. So we assume that he must have put up the Sukkah Lishma. So you see that the Shloshim Yom even applies to Sukkah. So the Shloshim Yom applies to Machzah Shekel. So how can the Beis Yosef raise the possibility that it only applies to Pesach? So in the yeshivas, they say like this. This is the standard pshat. Shloshim Yom before, if you have a mitzvah that you have to observe every day, you put on tzitzit every day, you put on tefillin every day, you daven shachris bin chamar every day. It's a mitzvah. You daven musaf once a week, every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah that comes all the time. So there's no din you have to prepare 30 days in advance. You're used to the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah yesterday. You're going to do the mitzvah tomorrow. You daven musaf this Shabbos. Next Shabbos, you're going to daven musaf. You don't have to prepare. If it's a mitzvah that comes once in a long, long while, Sukkah is once a year, so you have to start preparing 30 days in advance to make sure. You have to figure out you have to plan where you're going to hit Kir Shofar this year in Russia, where you're going to daven in Russia, where you're going to hit Kir Shofar, where you're going to daven Malchus, where in the Shofar, where you're going to sit in the Sukkah. The Beis Yosef just had a suffix, Hilchas Pesach, Hilchasem Rubais, so it's not enough just to think, where am I going to have the Seder? Where am I going to get the Matzahs? You have to learn Hilchas Pesach. You have to learn page by page. So that is Mesupik, maybe Hilchas Pesach, Hilchasem Rubais. Maybe there, you have to learn all the dinim. Maybe Sukkot is not so much halachas. Shavuos is less halachas than Sukkot. Maybe you don't have to learn all Hilchas Sukkot, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. But that you have to think in advance 30 days before Sukkot, where am I going to be yetzer the midst of Sukkot? 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, where am I going to daven Rosh Hashanah? Where am I going to hit Kiyah Shofar? That applies to every mitzvah. That applies to Machzah Shekel also. 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start thinking. You have to start planning. Where am I going to get the money from? Which pushka am I going to put? There were pushkas all over Eretz Yisrael. Where am I going to put my Machzah Shekel money? So that didn't certainly apply. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag certainly applies there. The Torah speaks in the beginning of Parshas Kisis about everybody giving Machzah Shekel. That was once in the history of the world. That's not talking about this Machzah Shekel that you give every year, Machzah Shekel, for the purpose of purchasing the Korban Tzibur. They should have the status of a Korban Tzibur. Once in the history of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take a census of the Jewish people for military purposes called Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. You only draft people from the age of 20 on. You're not supposed to draft younger than 20. That's Rashi in the beginning, Chumash Bamidbar points to that. The Ben Esam Shalom Amal called Yotzei Tzava, you're not supposed to draft people younger than 20. So the Torah says, if you want to take a census to know for the purpose of the army, how many men are there above the age of 20, so you're not allowed to count the people by the head, so everyone should give a Machzah Shekel. That was once in the history of the world. So there it says, from the age of 20 on. What about when you get to this mitzvah, machzah shekel, also depends from the age of 20 on? But he's saying, no, when the child is bar mitzvah, he has to observe all the other mitzvah, he has to give machzah shekel. So that's a machlokes harishonim. It depends simply on two girsas in the Yerushalmi. One girsa says that it's the same as the Hayra Shah that was once in the history of the world for the purpose of the census in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the count of Eresim Shon of Amala. And others say, no, that was a Hayra Shah for the census for the army. He needed over 20. But the mitzvah, machzah shekel adairus, is from the age of bar mitzvah on. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tzlach. That's the Neri Behuda has a sefer on brachas, tzion and nefesh chaya. Has nothing to do with Zionism. Tzion, I think his mother died. His mother's name was Chaya. So he wanted to make a memory of his mother, so he called it tzion and nefesh chaya. So the Tzlach has a chiddush, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it laloch. It is what the dingzach. He thinks that even though the Mishnah says in brachas tavchop that women are obligated to daven every day, and the Pashta said, Mechuyif to daven shachris mincha ma'irav. That's the Pashta Pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah chisels down on the ma'irav. He says, since tefillas arvis rishus, even though kvashal you alai chayva, so the chayva is only for the men, not for the women. So he chisels off ma'irav. Others are not so happy about chiseling shachris mincha ma'irav. They should daven shman esrei three times a day. But the women Mechuyif to daven musaf anan. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tzlach, they're not mechuyev, because since the women were not obligated to participate in machzah shekel, if they want to, the Mishnah says we can accept it. It's not like a nochri who's donating. It's not bob and edwin adav. The women have the kedushas Yisrael, and it's kitchanim b'msos of tzivanu. So if they give, we'll accept it, but they're not mechuyev to. So the women have to daven shachris mincha ma'ariv every day because rachme ninu. It's bakoshes tzarachim, and they also need tzarachim. But the daven musaf, Tosfos says that musaf is not rachmininu. Tosfos says there's no tashlumin if you miss daven in musaf any given day. You can't make tashlumin the next day because the musaf is really based on the shalma form tzoseinu. It's not an inyan of rachme. So therefore there's no tashlumin. So the Tzlach says since the women are not mechuyev to participate in the machzah shekel, so the women are not also not mechuyev to daven musaf because it's not really rachme. It's only for the purpose of supporting the tefillas hamasofim is b'toros and the shalma form saseinu and mizban hamigdash. The women were not mechuyev to fund the project of kabbana sibur. They're not mechuyev to daven musaf. It's a chiddush. Not everyone agrees. Mishnah Berurah quotes it lahalacha from the Tzlach. So there were some that came up with this einfall that if one should have that girsa in the Yerushalmi that the people before the age of 20 are never mechuyev to give. Machzah shekel, so if they want to, we'll accept it. The Mishnah says, if a cotton donates, we'll accept the machzah shekel. But since they're not mechuyev, so anyone before the age of 20 is not mechuyev to daven musaf, just like the women are not mechuyev. And therefore, one before the age of 20 cannot serve as the shliach tzibur to daven musaf, chazar sashatz, because kalapotam adovia said, no, because mishani mechuyev bedover, any motzi asirab midei chayvosam. So the Torah Tamimah quotes this from the Kasa de Harsana. There was a character who forged the Tshuvas HaRosh. He called the B'samir Rosh. And he wrote his footnotes on the bottom. He forged the Tshuvas on the top of the page. And then he wrote his commentary. So the commentary on the bottom is called the Kasa de Harsana. And all the Gedolim gave, Nadi Behuda, and all the others, they gave Haskamas because they knew the guy's father. The guy's father was a legitimate Talmud Chacham. And he was a character. So everybody knows the Chasam Sofer, and one of his Tshuvas refers to the Sofer as the Kizvei HaRosh. Instead of calling it Kisvei HaRosh, he knew that it was Sheker. They were pilpiling for years about is Sheker or not. And Rabbi Ruchem Perla, who died a long time ago, but in Noam, one of the early volumes of Noam, they published an essay that he wrote to prove conclusively that the whole Samir Rosh is a forgery. Because one of the, he attributes to the Rosh Tshuva that the women don't have to observe Taras HaMishpacha today because all the dinim of Tumah V'Tara don't apply. So, the Rosh said that. So the guy's obviously a faker. The Rosh never said such a stupid thing. The Rosh has all the hilchas taras hamishpacha today. So the whole thing, the one who forged the Tshuvas HaRosh, and he wrote the Kasa Daras, this was his suggestion, that a person younger than the age of 20 should not serve as the shlech tzibah v'chazor sashatz v'musav, because just like the Tzlach says, that women are not mechuyev to daven musav, because it's not rachme, it's only b'makam ha'karbonis in the shalma form saseinu. So those younger than 20 also are not mechuyev to give machzah shekel, so they're also not mechuyev to daven musaf. So the Pashtus is, we don't really follow that opinion. The Pashto says we don't follow that opinion. Just like the Mishnah says that if a woman volunteers to give machzah shekel, we will accept it. So the Mishnah says also a katan who wants to volunteer to give machzah shekel will also accept it. Why? The katan is not mechuyah, but he has a kedushas Yisrael. The katan, when he's born, he has yom mechal shabbos to save the life of a katan. One of the achrenim has a shaila halacha is pikuach nevesh of a cherish out of a katan doich shabbos. Of course, it's Deicha Shabbos. What kind of a stupid Shabbos is that? I think the Alochas Ketanis has this suffering. That's ridiculous. They're not B'nai Das, they're not B'nai Chiyuva, but they're Jewish, they have a Kedusha Sisa. Of course, it's Deicha Shabbos. It's not like a Nochri. So the Mishnah says, a Nochri who wants to donate Machzah Shekel, Emekabla Men, it's not Bob B'nai Adam and Adav. But if a woman volunteers, women have the same Kedusha as the men. And if a Kotan volunteers, so he also accepts that he has the same Kedusha as the Gedolim. Except that if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. He's a labar das, labar chiyuv, he doesn't have to. But if he does donate, he's giving it, not b'toris nedim and adava, it's b'toris kedushas Yisrael that he has. So this is a famous discussion raised by the Ktzos HaChoshen and the Nesivos. There is a machlokes that goes from the Rishonim through the Achronim. Everybody, every Rishon, every Yachin is involved in this machlokes in some case or another. There is a din in Hefke Bezen Hefke. All the takonas that the Chachamim make and din in Mamanis are all based on the principle of Hefke Bezen Hefke. Minator, you're not mechuyev to pay me money, but the Rabbanon, you have to pay me. So what right do I have to take the money? It's Gezel. Bezen forces you to give me money that I'm not entitled to. So the answer is, the Rabbanon, they will mafke your money, so I take the money. So it's not Gezel, Hefke Bezen Hefke. So that's the basis, that's the technique through which the Chachamim Institute all the takonas to Rabban in the area of Din Imam. So the Gemara has Hefke Bezna Hefke works on two levels. Number one, they can declare that my jacket no longer belongs to me, it's Hefke. Number two, they can declare my jacket doesn't belong to me and it belongs to you. Not only Hefke, Lahaknas Lacherim also. So the Rishonim and the Achronim from the beginning to the end have a major machloikas. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim Hefke Bezna Hefke. So everything is there, Isa, Lahafke, and Lahaknas Lacherim. Maybe only Lahafkir is there, I say. Maybe Lahaknas Lachem, maybe that aspect of Hefke Beznef, maybe that part is only Midir Rabbanim. So the Ktzois is of the opinion, it's a machlokes, the earlier Rishonim, the Beis Yosef had a machlokes with Rishonim about this. So the Ktzois HaChoshen proves that the Beis Yosef is right, that Hefke Beznef even works Lahaknas Lachem, not only Lahafkir, because what do you mean? The Mishnah says, a cotton donates Machzah Shekel. The cotton is a lab bardas. How could it be makna? How can the cotton be magdash anything if he's a lab bardas? So one could answer the Ksais, and one can answer the cotton who's donating is passed by mitzvah, but he's not 20. If you hold your only mechuyev to give machzah shekel from the age of 20, those are the two girsas in the Yerushalmi. So when the mission says a cotton who donates machzah shekel, maybe it means he's after bar mitzvah, but he's not 20 yet. And even if you hold the other way, that a cotton who is potter from Machzah Shekel means before Bar Mitzvah, but the last year before Bar Mitzvah is a Mufal HaSamach Liyish, so the din is a Mufal HaSamach Liyish, can be Magdish. The door of Nevdokim, so in Yoni HaFlo, he can be Magdish. So that's a Machloikis, and the Gemara Machloikis, the Ramam and the Raivu, but the din of Mufal HaSamach Liyish is a din deraisa, din derabon. So if you hold a Mufal HaSamach Liyish is a din deraisa, so there's no problem. The cotton who donates Machzah Shekel means the year before Bar Mitzvah, he has a din of Mufal HaSamach, he can be Magdash. But not everybody agrees to that. Others on Mufal HaSamach is only the Rabbanim, like is the Ramam and the Raivit. So that's the Shaila. How can the cotton be Magdash, Machzah Shekel, and you accept it if it's only with the Rabbanim? With the Rabbanim, a cotton shegir lo oines haputais. So the Mishnah has a takana mikra mekach mem kera memke bin metalfalim with the Rabbanim. So the Ktzoi says, if you hold like the Beis Yosef is nicha, if you hold that hefke besne hefker works ben ator, not only lahafke to declare that my jacket is hefke, but they can declare that it belongs to the other person. So the cotton donates the hegdish, so with the Rabbanon, the hegdish is kaina. So he says, so then it works ben ator. So then we understand the Mishnah. The Nesivos holds like the other Shita. The Nesivos is the one who insists, he quotes the Tshuvas Beis Yankif, one of the earlier Achrayim, and he says that Hefke Bezna Hefke works benator only lahafke to declare that it's ownerless. But to be makna lacherim, true, you say Hefke Bezna Hefke, but that part only works mederabonim. So he doesn't accept the Ksois's answer that the cotton can donate to Hegdish because Midirabban and Hegel on his aputas, but he understands Kibashis, Kibasheba, 6, 7 years old, he understands ownership. He's donating to Hegdish, so Midirabban and he could be Makna Lacherim based on Hefke Bez Nefke. So the Nesibis thinks that Hefke Bez Nefke, Lahaknas Lacherim, only works Midirabban. So how do we accept the money from the cotton? So the Nesibis says, no, different reason why. When the cotton puts the money in the pushka, puts the money in the shofar, in the big pushka that says Taklan Charetin, so Hegdish is kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer. Hegdish is kind of Menator with the Kinyan Chotzer. So that's number one, that's the question, is Hegdish kind of with the Kinyan Chotzer? There's a Taisvis in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, where Taisvis says Chotzer doesn't work for Hegdish. The Ramban disagrees. Rabbi Kevega has a long chew about that, Machlegis Tais in the Ramban. Secondly, the Pele is neither the Tzais nor the Nesivis make any sense. What are they talking about? Machza Shekel has to be Igated Betoris Machza Shekel. If Hegdish is kind of because Hefke Bezna Hefke, or Hegdish is kind of because of Chatzer, so that's like a person donating money. Hashe lo yarbe. A goy can't donate because it's not Bob and Edom and Dob. So Hegdish is going to be kind of with some side Kenyan with Hefke Bezna Hefke, as I think a Kenyan. They're going to be kind of with a Kenyan Chatzer. So that's not Machza Shekel. So neither the Tzais nor the Nesivis makes any sense. It can't be. So the original answer, the two answers that the Ksais gave, originally those are decent. If you say that you're not mechuyif to give Machz Shekel till after the age of 20, and the cotton who donated means after the age of Bar Mitzvah, before the age of 20, so he's already a bar das, he can be Magdash. Or if you say you're mechuyif to give from Bar Mitzvah, so the year before Bar Mitzvah, Mufal Samach Liish, if you're Mufal Samach Liish, is a din deraisa. So that answer is reasonable. But to say that the Hegdish is kind of Menatayra because of Kinya Chotzer, the Hegdish is kind of Menatayra because of Hefke Bez Nefke, that's a Zaitig Kinyan. It's not Bob and Adam and Adob. You can't accept side donations from Machza Shekel. The Ksos and the Sivis are both Apella. One of the simple answers to the Mishnah is that when it says the cotton donated, maybe it doesn't mean that the cotton donated, maybe it means the father gave on behalf of the cotton. The Mishnah has that then. The Mishnah has a cotton who's not mechuyif to give, and his father gave on his behalf. So that's a nice thing. So we have a din in the Gemara that if a person starts a minik toiv, so minik toiv is binding midirabbanim mitam neder. That's a person starts learning daf yomi, and he goes 3 days in a row, he learns daf yomi, and he doesn't say bili neder. So if you do a minik toiv 3 days, 3 times in a row, or if you do the minik toiv once and you have in mind that you're going to continue to do it. So min ha-Torah, the din is that a neder and shvua needs nefesh kisishova levate b'sosayim. It says in Parshas Vayikra, by shvua is bita, by korban oil b'yarid, you need levate b'sosayim. We assume it's both by neder and by shvua. You need levate b'sosayim. So min ha-Torah, shvua is not chal b'leiv. If gama b'liba, the Gemara says in shvua is daf chavov, and based gama b'liba, a person made up his mind to take a neder, shvua tzorch lahoitze bisfasim. He doesn't pronounce it with his lips. So the neder of the shvua is not binding. But midirabbanan, they made a takone that a minik toiv is binding midirabbanan mitam neder. What is it based on? So the Gemara says that din that you always need levate bisfasayim, you have an exception to the rule, several exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is that the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says, kol nidiv levoilus heviu. Those are taking a neder in their hearts that they're going to bring a korban oila. They brought it in the beginning of the Baisheni period. They brought it. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that Hegdish is chal b'machshove. That's even though it should have been in Yoni hafloya. Hafloya means it's chal aydei amira, aydei dibur. You should have required lebate bisvasai. So the Gemara said one exception to the rule is korbanis is chal b'leiv kol nidiv levoedus levim. One exception to the rule is truma is chal b'machshove. V'nech shalachem trumaschem. Means that Truma need tell us b'machshavah. So Truma should have also been an inyan of afloa, and it's a yotze min haklal, an exception to the rule that it's chal b'leiv. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that if a person observes a minik toiv, either you observe the minik toiv once and you have a mind to continue doing it, it's only b'leiv, or the person observed it 3 times and he wasn't thinking one way or the other, but he wants to continue. So if he did it 3 times in a row, then it's binding midirabbanan mitam neder. In our Torah, it's not a neder. Minik toiv is binding mitam neder. And then we assume there are different types of nedarim. There's a shvuas hayochid and there's a shvuas hatzibur. When it says in Shir Hashem, Hishbati eschem enos Yerushalayim, the min kach is gemara. The shol of shvuas, Hashem Yisrael, the Bar Shalom had the Jewish people take three shvuas, they're not going to force the issue of Hakbamas HaMedina. So we never took the shvuah. My grandparents never took the shvuah. My great-grands never took the shvuah. The shvuah was taken before the days of Shlomo HaMelech, and it's binding on all the future generations. That was a shvuas HaTzibur. There's a shvuas HaYochid, and there's a shvuas HaTzibur. So whatever tzibur you belong to, there's a shvuas HaMinik HaMishpacha. The Gemara has in Perek Mokim Shenogu, in Psochim, that if there's a family, and the minig in the family is that they don't do any work Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, so all the future generations are also bound. There's such a thing as minig HaMishpacha. So you see that there's a shvuas HaYochid, and there's a shvuas HaMishpacha, and there's a shvuas HaTzibur. So whatever tzibur you belong to, you're an Ashkenazi. So that your tzibur, the Ashkenazim, have a minig, which is binding me tam shvua midirabana, not to eat the kidneys on Pesach. The Sfaradim have their own minhagim. So whatever group you belong to, whatever group you're a member of, so whatever minhagim they have is binding, a minig toiv is binding me tam neder midirabanan. We treat it as if midirabanan it's a neder. It's not a din minatur. So that's, the Mishnah has this in Psochem. The Mishnah has this in Shkolim. Mishnah says, Kotten, whose father started giving Machzah Shekel on his behalf, so the father is obligated to continue. That's a minig toif, to give Machzah Shekel on behalf of your child. You're not mechuyev to do it, but if you do it, it's considered a minig toif. A Kotten who gives Machzah Shekel, you accept it. So if the father started giving Machzah Shekel on behalf of his son who's a Kotten, the Mishnah says you're mechuyev to continue to do it, because that's a minig toif, is binding mitam neder, midir rabbanan. The Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei, there's a special simon in the beginning of Hilchos Shvuos, I think it's Reishu Dalet, something like that, where it has this whole inyan, that minig toiv is binding mitam neder. So the Pischei Tshuva there quotes a difficult Tshuva by the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer lived in the beginning of the Reform movement. So the Reform started chiseling away on the Minhagim. So first they did away with Kol Nidre. They said it's a Chil Hashem, that the Goyim say that the Jewish businessmen always cheat in business. They promise they're going to deliver the goods, they promise, and then they make Kol Nidre and they don't keep their promises. So the Reform decided they're going to do away with Kol Nidre. So there won't be any more. The Goyim won't be able to claim that we're not living up to our word, and the Jews will live up, they'll keep their promises. Then they said, to wear a kittel by a chasen is a bizoyan. The Goyim, they used to get married outside, and the Goyim saw the way they're wearing a kittel. So the Reform decided that's a shanda, it's a bizoyan, so they did away with the kittel. So that was originally the Reform first started picking on Minhagim. And then from the Minhagim, then they did away with Dinim Derabban, and then they did away with the Dinim Deraisa. They did away with all the Dinim. So the Chasam Sofer, during the lifetime of the Chasam Sofer, the Reform movement just began. It got worse after he passed away. So his son, the Ksav Sofer, and his Talmud, the Maram Shik, they had to fight the battles against the Reform. So Chasam Sofer was just beginning. So he says, you have to observe Minhagim, a Safik derabbanu lekula, but a Safik Minig is lechumah, because Minig is mitam neder, and neder is a din deraisa. So that's a difficult Shuvah Chasam Sofer. Neder is deraisa, but Minig mitam neder, the Gemara Sefer is only midirabbanu. Chasam Sofer himself writes in many Shuvahs like that. It's a difficult Chasam Sofer. There's a Talmud Chacham who passed away in Eretz Yisrael. I think Amnason Gishtetner, he published quite a few swarms. He has a whole mimer on this to try to firemfe this Shvera Chasam Sofer. How does he say that Minig mitam neder is a din derais and Sofik Minig is lechumra? It's beferish in Gemara that Minig is only mitam neder midirabbanan. So the Mishnah has this, that a Kotten whose father started to give Machzah Shekel on his behalf, that's a Minig toiv. Minig toiv is binding mitam neder midirabbanan. That's the Gemara in the Dorim. So the father is obligated to continue every year to give a Machzah Shekel on behalf of the children. So that could be the pshat in the other Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if a Kotten donates Machzah Shekel, you accept it. So the Ktsois and the Nesivis of the Bada Bekasha, but a Kotten can't be Machna. Kotten is a La Bardas. So one answer was a Kotten before the age of 20. One answer was a Mufalach Samalish. Could be a third answer, the Achrenim say. The father gave, not that the Kotten gave. When it says the Kotten donated, it means the father gave on behalf of the Kotten. Like the next line in the Mishnah says, Kotten whose father gave on his behalf, so it's a minig toiv, and the father's obligated to continue to give. Rabbi Kivega lived in the early 1800s. Rabbi Kivega had a Talmud who was known as Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and he had an einfall. He wrote an open letter to Rothschild, that Baron Rothschild, that he should put up money. We should build a Beis HaMikdash. We start bringing karbanos. He didn't have the foggiest notion that there's a mosque on the Mokam HaMikdash. He was never in Eretz Yisrael. He had this chalom. We should build a Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanos. And the gimmick was, you may turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. He writes to Rothschild, because the Rambam says, whoever's going to succeed in building Beis HaMikdash, he'll be Becheskos Mashiach, and then it may turn out that he'll be Mashiach. So that was, he wrote a whole Sefer Drishas Tzio. It's been reprinted, more popular than that now. But there are problems. How can you bring up everybody's tomei? So you can't bring karbanis betumah. So the din is, if it's a carbon tzibur, carbon shezmana kavua, it says doichet tumah. So homadubra only was, you should build a Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanis tzibur. Bring tamidim and musafim. Tamidim and musafim have to be purchased for machzah shekel money. So it was already, the reform movement already began. So there are already many secular Jews in Europe. So if you're going to raise machzah shekel money, the mustamer, every Orthodox Jew is going to have to give $2,000, not the machzah shekel. They're going to have a fortune because there's so many Jews are not going to give. So they raised, one of the issues they raised was, at that time, the whole thing was chaloymus in the luften, because there's a mosque over there. That's what Rabbi Kivega was, the father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer had three wives, one after the other. First wife died, second wife died. And the second wife of the Chassam Sofer was the daughter of Rabbi Kivega. And the Chassam Sofer was 1 year younger than his father-in-law. And he died a year after. Rabbi Kivega died a year before the Chassam Sofer. He was a year older. They lived to the same age. So the Chassam Sofer was born and brought up in Frankfurt. So he knew the Rothschilds. He knew all the people, all the Yekis. So Rabbi Kivega contacted, sent a letter to his son-in-law, maybe you can negotiate with Rothschild. Rothschild lends money to all the kings in the world. So maybe you can ask Rothschild, since he lends money to everybody, that he should get permission from the Arabs who are in charge of the Harabais, they should give his permission to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Chassam Sofer sends them back a letter, my dear father-in-law, you live in Chaloymesvelt. They won't let a Jew walk anywhere near the Mokam HaMikdash. They won't even ask permission to bring a Korban. There's nothing to discuss. You live in a world of fantasy. Nothing to discuss. So that's the whole cholim of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalish. The whole thing was all in the luft, and there's nothing to discuss. They're not going to give permission. But part of the discussion was, can you really consider it a Korban Tzibur if way less than 50% of the Jewish community is participating in the collection? A Korban Tzibur on behalf of the whole Tzibur? And hardly anybody. So the Orthodox Jews are going to give $5,000 each. That's called the Korban Tzibur. If Roiv of the Tzibur is not participating. So that was one of the diyunim that they had at that time. We have a din, those who are married, those who got married, so you can make Kiddushin like they kesef. And our minig is, we choose to do Shavu Kesef. Why? So the Rambam writes that Kiddushin Kesef is only known through Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what some of the commentaries explain on the Rambam. And the Karaites, every so often there's a line in the Rambam that's a fight against the Karoim. Rambam had a deal with Karaites in Egypt. So the three groups of Karaites, there were Karoim from Asia, Karoim from Europe, and Karoim from Africa. So each group has a different shtick. But Atzad HaShava, all three groups, they're not Goris Kiddushi Kesef. So the Rambam says Kiddushi Kesef is Torah Shebal Peh. And the meaning by the Orthodox Jews is that we dafke use Kiddushi Kesef to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh, not like the Karoim who are not Goris Kiddushi Kesef. So not only do we do Kesef, we do Shavu Kesef, we give a ring. We don't, the meaning is, Pischi Tshuva quotes from the Mordechai, meaning is you don't give cash. Meaning is you give dafke Shavu Kesef. Why? That's already Torah Shebal Peh, on top of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Tosfos and the Rishonim and the first Mishnah in Kiddushin, they discussed. How did the Mishnah know that Shavu Kesef ki Kesef? Maybe it's only Kesef, only if you give cash. I don't know if you give a ring. So Shavu Kesef is already Torah Shebal Peh on top of Torah Shebal Peh. So there's a Braisa in Pchoiris and Daf Nun Bes, but the Braisa says that in Kol HaTorah Kula Shavu Kesef is ki Kesef for Pidyon Adem purposes. You don't have to give cash. You can give Shavu Kesef. The Gemara says, Egel Zed Pidyon Mini, Talo Zed Pidyon Mini. Remember, I once participated in a Pidyon Adem in Philadelphia. And the Kohen didn't want money, because if they're going to give money, it'll be understood he's going to have to give it back. The meaning is give it back. He said he wants them to buy him a becher. Becher means he's going to keep the becher. So it was on a Sunday. So they had to go find the Judaic store that was open. They had to go buy him a becher that sold for 96 grams, 100 grams of pure silver. And then he gave the becher and he kept it. He wasn't going to give it back. He kept the becher. So the din is an inkola tarkula shavu kesef kekesef with three exceptions to the rule. The one exception is pidyon ma'aser sheni. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael know that very well. When you pay the ma'aser sheni and that derva, you have to give it tzata kesef biyadecha kesef sheyesh olav tzur. You need dafke kesh. And shavu kesef is not acceptable. And the meaning is even to follow the chasam sofer, the paper money is not acceptable. We treat paper money as if it's a shtaris, as if it's not really kesef. Many disagree. But when machma like the chasam sofer, that for these purposes, we treat paper money as if it's not kesef. So that's one exception to the world. That's their isa. Then the Gemara has a second exception to the world. It's clearly only midirabbanan. When you oila regal, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, and everyone has to participate in bringing a carbon oilas riya, so the oilas riya has to be paid for by cash and not shavu kesef. So Rashi in Chorus quotes from the Yerushalmi a whole explanation why. Why did they make such a din midrabban? What was the motivation? Then the third din is machzas hashekel. When you give machzas hashekel, you have to give dafke kesef, you can't give shavu kesef. So that's a question, whether that's a din derais or din derabban. That's not so clear. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Chubis, Rav Moshe lived under the communists for quite a while until he was able to escape and he came to America. And he bemoans the fact, Rav Moshe is, he wrote the Chubas between Mincha and Ma'ariv. He didn't think so highly of the Chubas. Those are the best sellers. He didn't think the Chubas was so important. All week long he worked on a Shia. He used to give a Shia on Erev Shabbos. A whole week he prepared the Shia. And there was a period of time that he had draft dodges there. There was a Korean War going on, and he had all these guys, they didn't understand one word that he was talking about in the Shia. So they asked, maybe he'll just say over the Rashi and the Tai. Said, no, the Shia, the Shia. He prepared a whole week, he had to say a Shia. So Rabbi Moshe, he didn't think so highly of his Igris Moshe, the Dibris Moshe, that was Givaldi, and he always was crying over the fact that when he ran away from the communists, he had to leave behind his Chibur on Yerushalmi. That he thought was Givaldic, and it was lost when he ran away from the communists. So he writes in his Chubis, in my Chibra and Yerushalmi, I explain that this is a din deraisa. That's a shayla, where the machza shekel has to be dafke kesef and not shove kesef. Is that a din deraisa, din derabana? And Moshe thinks that that's a din deraisa. Then he has a whole discussion based on, if you assume that's a real din deraisa, how can they give darkon shel zohav? How can they give golden coins? The Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaZohav that golden coins are not tiva. It's peri. So it's not matbeya, so it's shavu kesef. So how's it good? So he says, no, it means golden coins benigud the silver coins. Golden coins alone, whatever is legal tender, if the government declares that you have to accept it for payment of debts, legal tender, that's kesef. The Gemara's pilpul in the beginning of Perek HaZohav, if you have silver coins and golden coins and you machlif one with the other, so which one is the kesef and which one is the peri? But the golden coins alone are kesef. Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva about that. He had a machlokes with Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky when the communists took over the government. So how much money do you have to give for machza shekel? How much money do you have to give for pinyan aden? Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva, a whole pilpul. So part of the pilpul is about this. How can they give darkon shel zov if the Gemara says in Hazov that golden coins are not kesef? We have a minhag that started in the days of the Gaonim. In every generation, there's always an issue of raising money for yeshivas. In every generation, you have to give a new gimmick. We already used that gimmick last year, so what are you going to use this year? How are you going to raise money for the yeshivas? So the yeshivas in the days of the Gaonim used to be called the yeshivas Gaon Yankov. Whoever was the president was known as Rosh Yeshiva's Gaon Yankov, the fundraiser for the yeshiva. So Bikitzer, they used to call him the Goyen. Not all of them were such Goyen. Some of them were Amaratz and Gemurim. Not every president of Yeshiva University is a big Talmid Chacham. One of them was a plain Balabas, and he'll be the first one to tell you that he's far from being a Goyen. He had a Balabas as the president. So in the days of the Goyenim, some of them, Avshari Goyen, Rafai Goyen, some of them were famous Goyen, some of them were fundraisers, that's all. So the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh Yeshiva's Goyim Yankov in Eretz Yisrael, they came upon a new gimmick, a fundraising gimmick. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, Be'echad Be'od HaMashmim Al HaShkolim, Chodesh Ador, a month before Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the fiscal year begins in the Beis HaMikdash and Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So a month before, they used to announce that everybody should bring in Machzah Shekel money. So the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael started a new shtick. We have no Beis Hamikdash, so let's give Machzah Shekel for the yeshivas. And I found a new shtick. So the Goyim in Bavel were very upset about this, had that whole correspondence. And they said, there's a Gemara in Psochim that says that you're not allowed to say before Pesach, Basa Zele Pesach. Because people will think that this animal is for a Korban Pesach. They'll think you're Magdish, Kachem is Manazet. That's why I live in Washington Heights. So when Breuers gives the Hashgacha for Pesach, so they don't write Kosher the Pesach. They write Kosher al Pesach, which is grammatically not correct. But they're going to say Kosher lit Pesach on the cheese. Someone may think that it's for the Korban Pesach. The whole chumrah is only on flesh, on behemoth, that needs shechita. Even though you can't bring a korban pesach from chickens, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, anything that needs shechita, we're afraid. You're going to say, basazel a pesach, someone may think that is a korban pesach. On cheese, there's no chumrah, but that's broyah, says that. Since on the flesh they write kosher al pesach, so on the cheese also they write kosher al pesach. So how can the goyim in Eretz Yisrael say, this fundraising gimmick, we should give machzah shekel? What are you talking about? Machzah shekel is hegdish. You can't. If you're Magdashit, you can't use it for the yeshivas. It's Mi'il Behegdash. You have to be going as it. You have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. What kind of shtick is that? So the Goyne Eretz himself, who introduced it, said, there's a Mishnah in the end of Shkolim, where the Mishnah says, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to be Magdash anything. Ein Magdishin, Ein Marichin. You're not allowed to Magdash any Karbanis after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because you can't be Makar of it. It's going to be Bolid Et Takola. Someone's going to violate. The Gemara says that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's a din that a ger who converts has to do exactly like Maimon HaSinai. Has to have, if it's a man, he has to have a bris milah, and then he has to go to mikveh, and they have to say Nasa Menishmei, Nei Kabbalas on mitzvah. They have to bring karbonis. We learn that from the end of Parshas Mishpatim, they brought karbonis. So that's a din l'doris. So after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring karbonis. So the Gemara says, Hakni mi mekabel gerim. So the Gemara says, no, even Mizban HaBeis HaMikdash, the Pashtas, even Mizban HaMikdash, the Korban is not Miyakev, the Ger is Ischal, the Din is that the Ger, because money doesn't bring the Korban, he's 99.99% Jewish, he's missing a little bit. He's not allowed to eat a Korban. If you bring a Korban Shlomim, so the whoever is Jewish and Tohar is allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to give it to a Goy, even though the Goy is not Tomei, but you're not allowed to feed it to a Goy, it's a Korban. So Gershon is Garyan, didn't bring the Korban Ager yet, and didn't bring a Korban Oila yet. So he's Dina Kagoy Lagabi that din. It's like a Mechusi Kippur. But as far as all other intents and purposes, he's Jewish. So the Gerim, after the Korban Abayis, used to set aside money. They thought, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, soon going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to bring the Korban Ager, the Korban Oila. So the years went by, and the Rabbi Yechama Zaka saw all the money is disappearing. He used to put the money in an envelope, and they labeled, this money is for the purpose of purchasing a Korban Oila when the Beis HaMikdash was built. All the money disappeared. So somebody was Moel Behegdash. Somehow they forgot that this is Hegdash. So that's one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechama Zaka. He was the chief rabbi. He and his bezin made 9 takonis. One of the takonis was that they should not be Mafrish Rova Lakina. The Gerim should stop setting aside the money. And the ger is eschal, the fire thing, the ger is eschal without the korban. And when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, if they'll live so long, so they'll bring the korban hageris. So the din is, you're not allowed to be magdish any korbanis, but man says, if you're magdish, it's hegdish. You're not allowed to be moil behegdish. So then the Mishnah says, well, dinami, you're not permitted to be mafrish bikurim is manazeh. When you're mafrish bikurim, it becomes kodesh. Only kohanim can eat it in Yerushalayim. But the Kohanim can all eat it in Yerushalayim. If you bring it to the Azor, you do Hanoche. You have to do Tnufa, you have to do Hanoche. There's no Beis HaMikdash. You can't do Tnufa, you can't do Hanoche. So it does make sense. Don't be Mafish Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, because it's going to be Boledei Takola. Then the Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon. The Tana Reb Shimon disagrees. He says, you Mafish Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, it's not just not Chal. Don't worry, it's not Chal, because the Pasuk says, we just read in Parshas Mishpatim, Reishis Bukui Amascha Tobi Beis Hashem Melakecha Bizman Shiyes Beis HaMikdash Yimafish Bikurim Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash, the Bikurim is not Chal. So there's no Chashash Takal, it's just not Chal. So the Yerushalmi says, we pass on like Reb Shimon. Then the Yerushalmi quotes another din of Reb Shimon that doesn't even appear in the Mishnah. If you're Mafish Machza Shekel Bizman Hazeh, also not Chal. The Mishnah doesn't even talk about it. It's the last Mishnah in Shkolim, but the Mishnah doesn't say about Mafrish Machzah Shekel Bizman Hazeh. It doesn't say Reb Shimon disagrees. The Yerushalmi quotes a Braise that just like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah disagrees, if you mafish bikurim is manazah based on the pasuk in Mishpatim, reishis bikar maschot tavi beis Hashem alakecha. So what dinami if you mafish machsa shekel is manazah? It's also not chal. So then the Yerushalmi says we pasken like Rabbi Shimon. So the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael said we have a Yerushalmi. The Goyim in Babel said we never heard of Yerushalmi on Shkolim. They didn't have any Yerushalmi on Shkolim. So they said, we never heard of it. So the Gani Eretzel said, but we have a Yerushalmi. That's our tradition. So the Gani Bava said, okay, im Kabbalah hin Kabbal. If that's your tradition, okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes that the minig is that you give Machzah Shekel before Purim. Minig is you give on Tainus Esther. Because the Gemara says in the first Perek in Brochus that the Ike Schar Agrit Hanaisa Tzidkasa. The Gemara says, the Ike reward that you get. Agra the Pirka Duchka, the Ike reward that you get from coming to the public shiur is because you sit fakretch together, it's uncomfortable. So Rashi says, the people are going to forget the shiur. They're going to forget the shiur. So they deserve reward because they were sitting angekretched, uncomfortable. So they get the main reward, Agra the Pirka, is Duchka. And then it's Agra the Tanais, so the Ike reward that you get for fasting on the Tanais is Sitka, so you give Tzedakah. Because he saved money from breakfast and for lunch, you're only going to buy supper and the tainus. So the money that you save for breakfast and for lunch, the Mishnah Berurah says you should at least donate that amount of money to tzedakah. And that's the Ikar reward for the tainus is to give the tzedakah. So it's an inyan to give tzedakah on every tainus. So on tainus Esther, you should give tzedakah, so give your machzah shekel then. But the Goyim Bavel were unhappy about this practice that you're giving machzah shekel. Maybe it's hegdash. So the Goyim Eretz Yisrael said nothing to worry about because the Yerushalmi says, Halachik Reb Shimon, the Machzah Shekel is not chal at all b'zman hazeh. So the Goni Bavel were not so keen about that. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Maharil, you should say that it's Zeichel LaMachzah Shekel. You should have big letters on the plate. This is not Machzah Shekel, it's only Zeichel LaMachzah Shekel. Nobody should think that it's real Machzah Shekel. That was a big issue. Is that right or not? To be Mafish Machzah Shekel b'zman hazeh. It should, no one should think that it's real bona fide Machzah Shekel. We mentioned the Mishnah, the Gemara in Pchoris has the Brisa, the Machzah Shekel, you have to give Davke Kesef. You're not Yotze if you give Shavik Kesef. It has to be Davke Kesef. And just like by Pidyon HaBen, you can give Kesef or Shavik Kesef, but you can't give Karka Avodah Mishtaris. So with Machmed, the meaning is, with Machmed like the Chasam Sofer, that you don't give paper money. Maybe paper money is, even though it's legal tender, it says printed on it, this is legal tender, but still, the Chassam Sofer has a suggestion that maybe it's considered shtoris, maybe it's not acceptable. So that's why we wouldn't permit one to give Machzah Shekel with paper money. So the Ramah says, admitting in Shulchan Aruch, that you give three times Machzah Shekel. So you give by us, you give a dollar and a half. So the dollar and a half, a lot of people have a dollar bill, so they put in a dollar. But we're machmir like the Chassam Sofer, that you don't give paper money. So they put in a dollar, they take out four quarters, then they put the four quarters back in again. So they're giving kesef mamish. I thought that that's not right. You're so medaktek and you're zechel l'machzah shekel, you're giving him mamish like machzah shekel, to be careful not to give paper money. So you're treating it as if it's mamish machzah shekel. I thought that that's not really right. They treat it love it too much like machzah shekel. It doesn't look like a zechel. You should give charity, you should give tzedakah l'aniyim, for the yeshivas, whatever. In the days of the goyim, the machzah shekel money, the zechel machzah shekel money went to the yeshivas. Today they give it to tzedakah. So I thought that's too much. To be so medaktik is not right. There is a Mishnah in the Dorim, and I'll close with this. Mishnah in the Dorim talks about a situation, a person took a neder not to get an offer from another person. He used to tikkun. Person takes a neder, answering the other guy from getting an offer from he, or answering, I'm not allowed to get an offer from you. He used to fly around with Nadorim, answering each other. So the Mishnah has a certain case. A person took a neder not to get an offer from me, but I'm shokal or shiklo. I can give the machzah shekel on his behalf, and that's not a violation of him getting an offer from me. So the Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix. What's a din of parei choy v'shal chaver? The Mishnah is in the end of Ksubas talk. I owe you $1,000, I borrowed money, and I don't have money to pay. So a good Samaritan comes and he pays you the $1,000. So once he pays you the money, so you have no right to ask me for the $1,000. The chov is paid already. So Mishlam Melech is not sure what's the pshat. The chov is takeh parua, but he's not the loiva. can someone else pay the money? A chov is parua. Maybe the pshat is a chov is not parua. Only if the loiva pays, if a third party, a good Samaritan, pays, maybe the chov is not parua. But it's understood, if you take the money, so you mechel the chov to me. So it's an implicit mechila. Mashal Melech has a suffix with an afkamina. So Rabbi Chanan Vassman quotes from his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, Rabbi Shimon HaKoyen HaGadol, Rabbi Shimon Shkop. So he says there's a Mishnah in the Darim, a Shokol Oshiklo. If you're poor and you can't afford to give Machzah Shekel, so I can give the Machzah Shekel on your behalf. I can be Parecha B'Shal Chaver. So if you say Parecha B'Shal Chaver, the Chob is not Parua. It's just that it's implicit Mechila, the Malbez Mechel de Loive, because he got money from the third party. So what do you mean? The Gizba Shal Hegdish is Balabas to be Mechel Machzah Shekel? He's not a Balabas to be Mechel. So don't you see from the Mishnah the fact that if one person is a Muda Hanoi, it says he can be Shokel or Shekel, he can give the Machzah Shekel on behalf of the other person, you see that the Chob is Peru. That's Rab Shimon's right. So the truth of the matter is that it's a very shvach raya. It doesn't really prove the case. Because the pashtus is that giving the machzah shekel is not a piron achayiv. You have to be magdish the machzah shekel. You have to be magdish it. And there is an institution of magdish l'manashe is kapa b'chavera. The Gemara Nazir learns it out from a pasuk. Someone was machal Shabbos b'shergig, or somebody took a neder to bring an oil or shlam, and whatever. So the Gemara learns that from sukim, akimi magdish carbon, l'manashe is kapa b'chavera. So the machzah shekel money, if I give on your behalf, it's magdish al menashe is kapa b'chaver. It's magdish. That we know that that exists. That's not the same as parechov. Parechov is chaver. Maybe the chov is not parua. Maybe the pshat really is that it's based on mechila. And machzah shekel, you can't have mechila. But the point by the machzah shekel is that it's magdish al menashe is kapa b'chaver. To have one family, a wealthy family, donate all the money for all the machzah shekel for all year long, so that the Gemara says we don't allow. That was the dispute between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. The Tzdukim, when they were running the show, they permitted it. A private individual to pay for all it. And they hung up a sign, all the karbanas this year, from Shchodesh Nissan to Shchodesh Nissan, were paid for by this and this wealthy family. So the Tzdukim allowed it. And the Chacham said, it's not allowed. You can't do that on a karban tzibur. But for each individual person, I should be shokal or shiklo, that the Mishnah says you do allow. That's magdash al menashe iskab b'b'chaveh. But it doesn't really prove the point that you can be perecha b'shal chaveh. No, we hope and pray we should all be zeicher to see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash soon, and we should really fulfill this mitzvah of Machzah Shekel, not just in the Shalma form of Saseinu. We should be zeicher b'korev to see the Geulah.